faithfulness doesn't get tired when things seem impossible.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "There's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That's what God tells us in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about the fruits of the Spirit. We talked yesterday about the fruit called goodness, and today I'd like to talk about faithfulness. The Holy Spirit of God can make us faithful. Our temperament may not necessarily be a faithful temperament. All of us need help in these fruits, don't we? All of us, when we really examine our lives, recognize that we are very far from producing the fruits that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in our lives. When we look at the saints, the lives of the saints, we see those fruits. They're obvious. They're evident in their day-to-day walk. And I pray that that's what God will be doing daily in me. I want to read to you from that old classic of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, the story of the man named Faithful. He was Christian's best friend. How he started from the City of Destruction sometime after Christian started, but soon passed him on the road because he never thought it necessary to linger, to ask for help or explanations in the house of the interpreter, or worry about dangers in the way. He just plodded steadily on. Christian, who is the sort of excellent man who gets full value out of all obstacles, worries constantly and leaves nothing to chance. He's surprised to find how well Faithful has got on, and he says, "But what about the lions in the path?" Faithful says he had never noticed any lions. He thought they must have been having their after-dinner snooze. And when he got to the Valley of Humiliation, he was attacked by two temptations, one to shame and one to discontent. But he made short work of both. After that, he went all the way in the sunshine through the Valley of Humiliation and the terrible Valley of the Shadow of Death. I think that's one of Bunyan's loveliest little passages. Faithful is the least self-occupied of all the pilgrims. We don't hear anything about his burden or fatigue or difficulty or what a terrible road it is that he's walking. Christian makes quite a deal out of the Valley of Humiliation and tells us about how horrible it was and feels quite remarkable that he ever got through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. But there's none of that spirit in Faithful. He's not thinking about saving his soul. He's thinking about God. And so he goes in sunshine all the way. Isn't that lovely? A picture of the man called Faithful. Evelyn Underhill calls faithfulness consecration in overalls. That's a good simile, isn't it? Consecration in overalls. Doggy qualities. We talk about a faithful dog. I remember when I was in public school, we used to sing in daily school assemblies. I don't think they do that anymore. But one of the songs we used to sing was Old Dog Tray. I don't know where they ever got a name like Tray, T-R-A-Y, for a dog. But part of the song says, "Old Dog Tray, ever faithful. Grief cannot drive him away." So faithfulness is sort of a doggy quality, consecration in overalls, steady acceptance and performance of the common duties, of the immediate task, without any reference to personal preferences. Now, I really think I should read that sentence again. Faithfulness is steady acceptance and performance of the common duty, the immediate task, without reference to personal preferences or how we feel about it. Suppose the job that God has given you to do at the moment is household accounts. Now, some of you love doing household accounts, and I am one of those people who just is an inveterate record keeper. I love records. And so if my husband wanted me to do household accounts, it would be no trial at all for me. But he does them. But those of you who have to do household accounts might rather be in church. You might feel more spiritual. And perhaps there's some special event going on at the church that you wish you could have gone to, but you knew that the more pressing responsibility that God had laid on you was to sit home with the books and balance the checkbook. That missionary who goes to the mission field to be a Bible translator and finds herself repairing gasoline lamps, trying to make a diesel generator work, being the foreman over 40 Indians who are cleaning the airstrip with machetes. The missionary who spends many hours answering mail when she thought that she was going to be doing what she would have imagined as spiritual work. The child picking up his clothes and his toys and putting his room in order. Consecration in overalls, faithfulness. The mother caring for her own children and everybody else's on the block. The father giving Saturday afternoon to his children when he loves to play golf. Common duty. No reference to personal preferences. Think about this today. It means tending to this responsibility, right here where I'm placed, not restless for a change, not asking, how long has this got to go on? A lot of the road to heaven, someone has said, has to be traveled at 30 miles an hour. Faithfulness doesn't get tired when things seem impossible. Faithfulness doesn't even get tired when things are tiresome. And things do get pretty tiresome for all of us, don't they? Faithfulness points steadily to God. If you have faith, you'll be faithful. Keep your eyes on Him. He has His eyes on you. I had a phone call the other day from a widow of 8 years asking me, how can I handle my feelings? I didn't have any neat tricks to tell her. I didn't have any little 1-2-3 formula. But I could say to her, in His strength, in the strength of the Lord, depending on His promise to supply the peace and the strength that you need, believing in His love, trusting Him. You must be faithful, full of faith. He will do it, you know. He's promised to do that. There are many promises in Scripture for widows, for the childless. When the going isn't smooth, who said it would be? We need the Holy Spirit living in company with Him, not grieving Him by our disobedience, not doubting the written word, not demanding explanations. I think I said a little bit of all of those things when I talked with that dear woman. I don't by any means always know the answers. I would say that way more than half the time I really don't know the answer, but I know the One who knows. And so it's always my desire on this program and in the phone calls that I get and the letters that I write to point you to Him. A dog never asks why. He doesn't examine his inner feelings or his inner state. He trusts his master. You remember Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And the psalmist in Psalm 119:75 said, Thou in very faithfulness hast caused me to be troubled. God, a faithful Father, does what is needed, not necessarily what seems nice. Thou in very faithfulness hast caused me to be troubled. When we're troubled, that is the time for us to learn that the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Sometimes He actually seems to withdraw His support in order to teach us courage and initiative. Jesus chose the cross Peter, while Jesus was going to the cross, warmed himself by the fire. What choices are you making today? Will you be faithful to him? May God produce in us that fruit of the Spirit called faithfulness.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.